joy! Hey, Ren! It's Commander Hawk and Stimpy! Happy, happy, happy! Joy, joy, joy! My favorite live-action drama! Don't let it start! Don't let it start! Roger, A-OK, activate...
All systems go! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion! With Commander Hawk and his faithful companion Cadet Stimpy, as they roam the endless uncharted regions of space at speeds so fantastic they throttle the imagination!
Prepare to surge to sublight speed.
Cadet Stimpy probe the spaceways in the name of interplanetary justice. These selfless men are dedicated to ensuring the freedom of Americans yet to be born. Okay, space cadets, prepare to hurtle through the cosmos in today's turgid episode.
Good thing that planet was there, or we never would have stopped. We better call Space Command.
Calling Space Command. Command, we will read.
No, sir. Didn't like it.
Ah, Christ!
Well, that's it. Our space-time disruptor is melted, so we can't leave on our own power. And it could be centuries before another ship violates this sector. We are marooned!
Just like the title of this cartoon!
Well, there's no use crying over spilled mitochondria. I'm afraid this is a test of survival.
Survival? Science Officer Stimpy to the rescue! Look, Cap'n, I brought my trusty Space Cadet Handbook. It tells you everything you need to know about survival.
The Space Cadet Handbook! Of course! Stimpy, sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
They don't call me stupid for nothing. So, let's scout around.
Fool! We can't just wander around like idiots! We'd better see what the Prime Directive says about alien worlds.
The Prime Directive! It says to scout around.
Great! Let's go! Scouting for weeks. I'm starved. What are we going to do about food? Hey, get the Space Cadet Handbook.
Yeah, I can do it. Joy.
Read it, numbskull. Don't eat it. Kyle, what does it say?
It says we better perform some tests before eating any indigenous flora. Interesting. Well, I'll be.
Well, did you find anything out?
Did I? You bet. This thing makes the coolest noises.
Where's my dinner? What are we having?
Space cabbage.
Is it stinky?
Just how you like it.
Now that's what I call a head of cabbage. Stimpy, my boy, I misjudged you. You're okay in my book. Good night, Stimpy.
Good night, Ren. Out. Come see it. Oh, come on, Ren. Wake up and see the moon.
It's beautiful.
Are you nuts? What? I was just dozing off. All right. Where's this moon?
Ouch!
They're not to stop your hijinks. Hey, Stimpy, go answer the flag. Who the heck?
Hello. Can you spare a cup of protoplasm, huh?
Oh, baby, I love you.
I'll save you. shall we do?
The book, Stimpy, the book.
The book?
The book. Yes, the book.
Well, what's it say?
It says, we're doomed.
Give me that.
Little brother,
your wish is my command.
It's my little brother doll. I can dress him funny and put dirt in his hair.
I'll do something wrong
and blame it on him.
And when we pull a string, he talks to us.
I did it.
Yes, it's new. It's my little brother.
You're the best sister in the world.
It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid.
Oh, hello there.
Doctor, here's a letter from Joe Bob Henry Jed from Deer Creek Falls, Cornwall. And he asks, Dear Dr. Stupid, how come some camels have one hump and others got two?
Well, that's a very good question, Joe, Mark, Bob, Joe, Henry, Bob. I'd better put on my patented water-resistant Stupometron helmet. Prepare to activate. Well, Joe, this is where gasoline comes from. One hump for regular, and two for premium and unleaded.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid.
What?
Hey! Tune in next time for Ask Dr. Stupid.
At last, I have control of your TV set. Are you receiving me?
Welcome to our secret headquarters.
Thousands of miles below the Earth's crust.
Shut up, you fool! How do we know we can trust them?
We could make them take the oath.
Perfect. The oath. Put your hand on the TV screen and repeat after me. I do hereby promise only to watch the Ren and Stimpy show. To make underleg noise during the good scene. To wear unwashed lederhosen every single day of the rest of my life. That's it. You're in our secret club. All right, Stimpy. They're okay. Show them the stuff.
Congratulations.
Shut up and show them.
I'm showing them. Okay, kids. It's time for a secret cartoon.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Untamed World. I'm your host, Marlon Hoek, and over here we have my courageous assistant, Stimpy. Today, we focus on the vast diversity of organisms that have evolved on our humble planet. To observe some of this vast variety, we will travel to the fabled Galapagos Islands, a virtual textbook of the process of evolution. Today, we retrace the footsteps of the famous naturalist Charles Darwin, who thousands of years ago came upon these remote islands formed by piles of volcanic material thrown up in a fiery cataclysm. These islands have produced a plethora of exotic mandibles, each a slight variation on a similar theme. For instance, on one island, we find the elusive horny-billed chihuahua. This handsome creature has evolved a rather large beak, which it uses to find delectable nuts hiding in the grass. He uses this powerful appendage to burst open the hard shell in order to get at the soft, pulpy nut meats inside. On a neighboring island, we find the needle-billed chihuahua. This fellow has adapted his beak for obtaining food in hollow logs and other hard-to-get-at places. On this same island, we find the leviathan of tortoises, the giant, soft-shelled steamfish. We're about to witness the miracle of nature. Every 30 years, this marvelous creature painstakingly drags its ponderous bulk to a secluded spot on the beach where she digs a hole in the sand and begins her beautiful ritual. The job done, the mother Stimpy buries her young. Then, after concealing her payload of life, she mysteriously drags herself back to the sea. Where she goes, nobody knows. But then, in just a few months, something beautiful happens. Life begins anew. It's really amazing how these cute little fellows instinctively crawl their way to the open sea. Yet few escape the keen eyesight of the hungry seagull. Even now, nature's scavenger has spotted an unfortunate newborn.
Oh, Mr. Hulick, here comes old man Seagull. We've got to help the poor little turtle.
No, my friend, we must not interfere. For it is nature's way. Yes, it may seem cruel, but we must admire the skill with which this powerful scavenger stocks his meal. See how he spreads his magnificent plume. How he exposes his powerful, gleaming incisors, paralyzing his victim with fright. Yes, this looks like it.
Say, Mac, could you, like, spare some change for, like, a bite to eat?
What? Ah! Here, now go on. Scram!
Like, bless you, sir.
Dead beast.
Phew.
Here we are, deep in the bowels of a stinking hot cave, which has not been penetrated by light in millions of years. What kind of creatures could possibly live in an environment such as this? I'm going to be sick! Nevertheless, the blind albino Kehoak has developed a keen sense of radar, which it uses to track its prey. There, we got it! Thanks to the magic of the slow-motion camera, we can now show you just how ugly the inside of someone's mouth can be. Now, we in the nature game know how important the art of camouflage is. Soon we approach the nesting grounds of a creature from the prehistoric past. The terrible, fearsome Croco Stimpy. If we listen very carefully, we might just hear the beautiful, haunting mating call of this majestic beast. Listen, you idiot.
Happy, happy. Joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy. Happy, happy.
Today we start the wily, speckle-throated, burrowing five-toed yak.
And I'm going to tag him.
There's its lair. Quietly, patiently, we wait. Hey, buddy! Where's your tag? Quick, follow that yak!
No use to resist. You're no match for us.
Oh, boy, I got one. I got one.
Finally on our quest, we visit a species with a unique method of fighting the searing heat of the desert sand. Now see the unusual hind leg running style, distinctive to the frilled ram. Often, this perky little lizard will perform a fascinating display. Watch it now as it extends and inflates its neck sack. It does this in order to attract...
Ooh, wow!
Nature show host.
Ah!
Wonderful.
Oh, marvelous! Ooh. Nice sack, man.
Each creature is important in the scheme of the untamed world. And we must preserve this delicate balance. For without creatures such as the frilled wren, there would be no nature show hosts. Say, Stimpy, what's that on your tongue? See you again for Untamed World.
What's the matter, Susie? What's the matter, Jill?
We're sick of our toys. We've had our fill. Dolly's are boring, and I hate to cook. We want a new toy.
Well, let's have a look. It's Log for Girls.
I'll comb her hair, and I'll do her makeup.
Look at Log now! She's beautiful!
Yes, Log. All kids love Log.
Why, rolls and bears, motor and pears, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack, it sits on your back. It's Log, Log, Log. It's Log, Log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log, Log. It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a Log. You're gonna love it, Log. Come on and get your Log. Everyone needs a Log.
Log from Blammo.
So long, kids. See you next time.
What will we do till then?
Why, you could spackle the den. Martinize your shorts. You could play horsey with your pet, Croco Stimpy.
Happy, happy. Joy, joy.